From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, gathering evidence of radicalization in California. A federal investigator says he believes both suspects in last week's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time. And there's evidence they pre-planned the attack. David Bowditch is an assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
As the investigation has progressed, we have learned that both subjects were radicalized and have been for quite some time. Now, how did that happen? The question we're trying to get at is how did that happen and by whom and where did that happen? And I will tell you right now, we don't know those answers at this point.
However, he said there is no evidence the U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik were part of a broader overseas plot. The mass shooting at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday killed 14 and wounded 21. Both suspects were killed in a shootout with police. U.S. defense officials have confirmed a senior al-Shabaab leader was killed last week in Somalia. U.S. Navy Captain Jeff Davis Monday said the December 2nd strike killed three, including Abdirahman Sandhir, who's also known as Ukash. Davis also confirmed Monday a November 13 airstrike killed a senior Islamic State leader in Libya known as Abu Nabil. And an American who fought alongside al-Shabaab in Somalia has turned himself in. Abdi Malik Jones was arrested in southern Somalia near the port of Barawi. Tanzania's new president, John Magufuli, has sacked several top transport ministry and port officials over corruption allegations, including the disappearance of hundreds of shipping containers. The World Bank has recently estimated that graft has cost Tanzania billions of dollars annually. This is VOA News. The United Nations has made its biggest-ever humanitarian appeal to deal with the growing number of crises around the world. Stephen O'Brien is the UN humanitarian chief.
Human suffering has reached levels not seen since the Second World War. More than 125 million people will need humanitarian assistance to survive in 2016. Of those, we target the most vulnerable, 87.6 million people. We appeal with our partners for $20.1 billion to do so.
He says Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, and Yemen are the countries where the needs are greatest. The funds are used to buy food, shelter, medicine, and other basic needs for vulnerable populations. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says $190 million in new U.S. aid to Ukraine will help that country implement reforms and fight corruption.
All Ukrainians, officials, business leaders, the business community, everyday citizens, they've got to work together to root out corruption that has held this country back for so long. Mr. President, you and I have discussed this before. The Ukrainian people cannot once again have their hopes dashed based on the cancer of corruption.
His comments came during a joint briefing with President Petro Poroshenko. Mr. Biden said the U.S. stands firmly with the people of Ukraine in the face of continued aggression by Russia and Russian-backed separatists. Latvia's prime minister has handed in her resignation. Laimdot Straujuma said Monday she's stepping down after just 2 years in office because new ideas are needed. Her resignation follows infighting within her center-right ruling coalition. U.S. media reports say Iran has tested a new medium-range ballistic missile in defiance of two U.N. Security Council resolutions. U.S. officials speaking on the condition of anonymity told media outlets the test was held November 21st, and they say the missile traveled within Iranian territory. Americans Monday marked the 74th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Thousands joined a dwindling number of survivors of the 1941 attack that signaled the U.S. entry into the Second World War. Among the commemorative speakers, Rear Admiral John Fuller.
Today, at this ceremony, we demonstrate that the lives lost on December 7th and in World War II were not lost in vain. We show our deep appreciation. We know and we remember that those who sacrificed so much in World War II brought the world a greater freedom, more democracy, and a pathway to reconciliation and peace.
More than 2,400 Americans were killed in that surprise attack. The price of crude fell more than $2 a barrel Monday to its lowest level since early 2009, following Friday's meeting of OPEC, where members announced no agreement to limit production.
That's the latest world news from VOA.